Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Bob Beers, the Las Vegas City Councilman, former state senator. He's running against Harry Reid. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Warren Hardy, John Sandy IV, and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Health insurance options for your employees and a tax credit for you. Now that's good for business. The Small Business Health Options Program, the SHOP from Nevada HealthLink, gives small businesses access to a variety of quality health plans for employees to choose from. All created to help fit a business owner's budget and to help attract the best employees. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com or talk to your insurance agent and explore your options through the SHOP.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, the last time you saw Bob Beers on this program, he was a state senator, now he's a Las Vegas city councilman, and you've lost a ton of weight, sir. How did you do it?
Well, Sarah would point out that my answer to that question is too much information, but I am afflicted with type 2 diabetes and a few other associated maladies. Underwent an experimental cure, if you will, 2.5 years ago in the form of a lap band being installed here in Las Vegas. And it worked. Lost 80 pounds. My last injection of insulin was the night before that surgery 2.5 years ago. I think they'll find much subtler ways to get to the end point through what they've discovered with me and people like me. But in the meantime, I'm more than happy to not have to deal with the diabetes.
Well, good for you, and you look great.
Thanks.
So, you've decided that you were going to run against Harry Reid in 2016.
Yep.
Why, sir?
Well, there are a number of different reasons. Most compelling for me personally is the ruin to the economy that I believe is taking place through Washington's policies. I believe that every $100 million that Washington borrows makes us weaker in comparison with Brazil, Russia, India, China, the other nations of the world with which we must compete, because it is a world economy. And so I'm running to stop that madness and attempt to bring some fiscal sanity back there.
One of the things that's come up in the last few months is the idea that we're going to inflate our way out of the debt. That would be devastating for this country.
Well, one could argue that's what they're doing, and you shouldn't be discussing this in terms of a prospective policy of the federal government. I agree that it would be very bad for America and the wrong way for us to go. And to the extent I can, I'm willing to go back and help stop it.
There was a story over the weekend in the New York Times that talked about, because they have to keep things at the Fed secret for 5 years before they can release the minutes, that during the height of the crisis when we were bailing out AIG, we were also helping to bail out a whole ton of countries around the world. We did make money on it, but the idea of us being the ones that bail...
We probably didn't make money.
The article did say that in the end...
That may be the New York Times opinion. I don't believe that we made money on it. I believe the Times is correct in their fundamental analysis of what's going on. That's just bad policy. It's a bad idea. In high school, they'd say, oh, this is Keynesian economics. That's why we borrow and don't pay it back. Well, now I'm older and I've read Keynes, and what Keynes said on page one was it's okay for government to borrow and spend in a recession to boost the economy, but all you need to do is turn the freaking page over and it says when you're done, you pay it back. This policy that we're engaged in now is just irresponsible, nonsensical, and very damaging to America.
But things can be reversed. It was interesting near the end of the Clinton administration that we were actually running surpluses. And I remember talking to economics professors on the program and saying, well, what would happen to this country if we paid off the national debt? And yet now we've seen this giant half circle. But can we come around that circle again?
You have to be careful to clarify a deficit and a surplus versus debt. A deficit means you're spending more than you're taking in. A surplus means that you're spending less than you're taking in. If you take your surplus and you use it to pay down your debt, then you're decreasing your debt. If you take your surplus and borrow more money and add to it and spend it, then you're not. So a surplus can lead to more debt depending on the policy of the government that's implementing.
All right, let's talk about the challenges of running a race against Senator Reid. We had Sharon Angle on the program a week or so ago, and one of the things she talked about was that going into the race, she knew just because of the power of incumbency and the power of this particular senator's incumbency, that she would start at least 15 points behind. Do you feel the same way, that going into this, that you're running 15 points behind?
You know, I don't know. We've not done any polling. I have no idea where the polls lie. I can tell you that I've had a number of folks call me up and say, you know, I'm a Democrat and I disagree with you on this and that, but I'm telling you what, you're better than Senator Reid. That's coming from the Democrats. I've just got done for a month touring every other county but Clark, essentially, on the Lincoln Day circuit. And there, I don't have to mention Senator Reid's name. Everyone mentions it to me. So,
but those are not Senator Reid's strongholds. I mean, Senator Reid essentially gave up the rurals a long time ago and concentrates...
Oh, and the urban portion of the state. Look, the problem is that when you get elected leader, now you have a different constituency. And Senator Reid has proven himself very responsive and caring and empathetic toward the two coasts liberal senators who made him their leader. Much less so to the Nevadans who live and work in this state. And that's not just rural Nevada. That's true in both urban centers as well.
But what you saw last time around was Republicans for Reid. Sig Rogich, who will be on this program later this week, was the leading person on that. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, if we're going to have somebody sit at the table, his example, talking about water issues, who do we want sitting at the table? And at that time, the candidate was Sharon Angle. Versus Senator Reid. How do you respond to that if this scenario pops up again?
Water issues specifically, Australia just got done with a 25-year Dust Bowl caliber drought, and the Western Governors Association took some pages from the lessons that were learned in that Australian experience. The Western Governors Association is now advocating what I've been advocating since I entered public service almost 20 years ago, which is that we buy downstream water rights, fallow that activity, which is probably a strawberry farm in the Imperial Valley or a cotton farm over in Arizona, and then we suck that water up our pipeline. We need not invest in any very expensive technology to suck water out of the north. We don't have to worry about the potential environmental damage that could come about by taking precious water out of a great basin that has no running water in it. And it's a very rational economic solution to Southern Nevada's water problems.
Right.
And I've been advocating this, this has been advocated now by the Western Governors Association, which is a bipartisan group. The only people not on board is Harry Reid.
Well, Pat Mulroy.
So who do you want in charge of your water?
Pat Mulroy
for Southern
Nevada. Pat Mulroy on this program has said in the recent past that at this point the rules of the river have been suspended and everybody is really working together to ensure that, that the river is maintained. And that will be a long path to change that. But that's not impossible.
It's a political problem and it needs a political solution.
All right, let's take a break. More with Bob Beers when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nevada is a lot like most places. There are never enough resources for education.
Everybody have a pencil?
Kids need books, paper, pens, and other supplies. But a lot of people just can't afford them. I try to help out as much as I can, but it adds up. That's why when a company like Barrett Gold donates more than $1 million to Nevada schools, it really helps.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Beers, currently a Las Vegas City Councilman. And in 2016, he plans to challenge Harry Reid for the United States Senate seat. So you're looking at, what, maybe having to raise $20 million? Who have you been talking to, and what's been their response?
Been talking to mostly people around the state at this point, because it has, you know, the month of February is where these dinners are. And so been on the circuit. Everyone seems to be quite receptive. We have taken some steps to work on the fundraising, and we'll be filing our report at the end of March along with any other campaign that's duly registered under the obfuscation rules of the Federal Election Commission.
Have you spoken to Sheldon Adelson, the head of Las Vegas Sands?
I have not spoken to Sheldon Adelson.
Do you plan to?
I have placed a call to the organization and planning on placing another.
What about any national...
In the rest of the world's defense, they're focused, you know, mostly on short-term results, and so there is an election going on in 2014 that they're focused on. I just came to my decision early enough and had enough support to send out my announcement mailer to 55,000 households around the state, and so that's why I'm here early. I'll be working it.
Right, but you also know that Senator Reid has a machine that's already in place and is working 7 days a week.
But Senator Reid's machine has lost its soul. Because Senator Reid no longer represents Nevada, he represents these whacked out senators from the coasts. And you can tell the machine that he has in place is mechanical and not full of passion and excitement and concern and worry about the future of our children and grandchildren.
Pushed Obama over the line in Nevada.
That was 2 years ago and 4 years ago, and every cycle is a little different. There's one or two people out there who've supported President Obama in the past that I've talked to in Nevada who are not supporters today.
You know, in the RJ,
starting with the AFL-CIO.
You know, the RJ, we'll get back to that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
The RJ had a piece today that said that the Democrats have a communications director that every day sends out four or five hit pieces on Republicans and picking up as much absurd stuff as he can. Edge does a pretty good job. But the Republicans have nobody in that same position.
On the other hand, the Democrats lie. I have a letter. I sued them after I was unreelected in 2008. I sued them for slander and I won. They sent me a letter that says they lied about me. It's specific as to the lie that they lied about. I had them write the check to Opportunity Village.
The AFL-CIO, why do you say the AFL-CIO is lost?
Because Congress gutted the Taft-Hartley Act, which is the central linchpin around which all union health and welfare plans have been built over 50 years, 60 years, maybe even 70 years. And it turns out, unbeknownst to anybody, because nobody actually read this thing that the White House produced, it turns out that the Taft-Hartley Act is pretty much gutted by Obamacare, and that's why the AFL-CIO has expressed anger at what's happened at this turn of events.
But do you see the AFL-CIO supporting a Republican against Senator Reid?
I see the AFL-CIO disheartened about Democrats.
All right, so let's talk about other issues. Immigration would be a good one to start off with here. How do you feel about comprehensive immigration reform? And are you someone that feels that the border has to be secured before we do anything else?
Well, quite honestly, I feel that the federal government is broke. Promises are easy for politicians to make, but the federal government is just flat broke. They're borrowing trillions of dollars every year just to make payroll. So I'm very deeply concerned that the federal government is incapable of securing the southern border, much less the much broader northern border, which is probably the one over which terrorists cross. For folks who are here in circumvention of existing immigration law, I would support a path to citizenship that requires them to show cultural assimilation and understanding about the sources of our liberty and what it means to defend our liberties not only around the world but here in the United States.
Bob Beers, great to have you back on the program. Look forward to seeing lots more of you in the next couple of years.
Thanks.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
At Nissan of Reno, get great discounts on our most popular all-wheel drives. Save $5,000 on 2014 Muranos. Or get a $4,000 discount on 2014 Pathfinders. Nissan of Reno is Northern Nevada's best choice for all-wheel drive.
The time is right to buy new furniture for every room in your home.
And to celebrate this weekend, we're giving you an extra year to finance your purchase.
Instead of getting interest-free financing until 2018,
More gives you an extra year. 0% financing until 2019. And that's with nothing down.
Sale pricing on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms with an extra year of free financing until 2019.
The time is right for new furniture, and you'll get it for less this weekend at More Furniture for Less.
Nevada State Bank is the door to your future. We've opened the door to home ownership for more than 50 years. Whether you're starting out small or financing a custom dream home, we can help find the loan that's right for you. And we can connect first-time and fresh-start buyers with up to $15,000 through down payment assistance programs. If you're ready for a home of your own, call or stop by today. Bring your banking home to Nevada State Bank.
Come into Nissan of Reno and see our newest all-wheel drive, the 2014 Rogue. 32 miles per gallon, and available third row seating. Nissan of Reno is Northern Nevada's best choice for all-wheel drive.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel. As always, John Sandy IV is here, attorney and lobbyist with Fenimore, Craig Jones Vargas, Susan Fisher, Government Affairs Group VP with McDonald Carano Wilson, and Warren Hardy, principal with the Hardy Consulting Group. On the program, on our next program, Bob Beers will be here, and he's already announced that he's going to be running against Senator Reid. Your thoughts on Bob Beers and running for U.S. Senate against the Reid machine?
Well, I mean, it's an uphill battle, obviously, when you talk about the Reid machine. But, you know, I've known Bob Beers, 25 years. He's certainly one of the smartest people that I know involved in public office. He's a very talented guy, and he'll make it an interesting race. Now, whether he's the last guy in, I doubt. But he's smart, I think, to stake his claim at this point, this early, to say, okay, I'm running, so if any of the Republicans want to come out, run against me. You're running against me, I'm not running against you. I think that's strategically pretty smart. Make an interesting race, I'll tell you that.
He's a CPA, a Las Vegas City Councilman, and former state senator. One of the things that he's very good on is economics.
Yep.
But that is not an exciting topic for the voters. So what does he have to do to gain communication with the voters?
Well, he has to make it more exciting. He has to make economics more exciting. And I think that he can do that when we're talking about job growth and recovery of the economy. He's a very smart campaigner, and he's a very tireless campaigner. I agree with Warren. He's smart getting in here now because he can also use his city council seat and the exposure there to get more exposure in Clark County, where certainly the voter base is. Yeah, he's going to sell in the rurals. But I also agree there are going to be a lot of other people jumping into that race.
One of the tough things for anybody running against Senator Reid in 2 years, beyond the obvious, is the fact that the economy is continuing to recover. Unless there's some kind of major disaster, things should be coming along quite nicely. We're seeing companies like MGM being promoted because of their stock price and the fact that their convention calendar is filled all the way through the rest of this year and well into next year. So doesn't that make it even tougher for somebody to run against Senator Reid?
Absolutely. That and a 77,000 registration advantage, I think, makes it very difficult to include. And then the other thing is, as Warren mentioned, is he going to be the last one in? There's still rumors that Governor Sandoval may want to challenge Harry Reid. So there's a lot of things that could happen between now and 2016, and definitely he does have some challenges. With that said, the two highest issues in the last election were jobs and the economy. With his background in the economics and his CPA background, I think if he's able to craft a message that is a little understanding to a normal person, that his background lends him some credibility in those two areas.
Can I just quickly touch on something both of them said, because I think it's very key to this. I do think he has to make the economy aside. I don't think that's a Bob Beers issue. I think that's a Republican Party issue. The Republican Party, if they're going to be successful going forward, they've got to turn the nation's attention back to what they do well. That is jobs. That is the economy. That is taxation. They've got to stop worrying about, you know, all the social issues that have come down the pike the last few years. That's not their expertise. You know, they keep saying, well, we got to come up with an immigration plan. Well, the immigration plan for the Republicans is, let's vote on the one that the Congress brought up last time and admit defeat or victory or whatever you want to call it and get on to the issues of the economy. So if he can't make that interesting, it's going to be problematic for him to get elected anyway, because that's really where the Republicans have to turn their focus.
And one of the problems, again, for the Republican Party is in the primary states where you have the Tea Party being so active and pushing their people, which is why I was saying on the show earlier this week that we need to get more people out there voting in the primaries.
I absolutely agree with that. And the Tea Partiers are just dividing up the vote. And it's sad. I think that they are destroying the Republican Party.
Well, Senator Reid and Sig Rogich on this program previously have said that once the economy started rebounding, that the Tea Party will be less of a player. But it doesn't seem that they are.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Is that the media's fault?
Well, it may be the media's fault, because if somebody's out there, you know, they've got a good, strong message, maybe not a good message, but good to them, a good, strong message. But you look at different polls. In fact, a poll that came out today, or grading of the top governors in the state, who are the top, or in the nation, who are the top governors in the nation? The ones who are more moderate. The top 10, 8 of them are Republicans, 2 of them are Democrats, and they're all more moderate than than their counterparts that are farther down the list.
Well, and I think the Tea Party's relevance is as a large factor because they are engaged electorate. I don't mean to be generalized too much, but by and large, I think the moderate Republicans are not nearly as engaged. And even though they're a vast majority of the party, they are getting pushed out because I believe that the Tea Party is a lot more engaged.
And I hate the term moderate. I was always called a moderate. I'm not a moderate. I'm a Reagan-Kemp conservative. I mean, what is it? These guys are not moderate. So the Tea Party, I think, is going to have a bit of a challenge staying in the forefront, because I do think the Republican Party is starting to figure out that the country's center right, and that's where you need to be to win national elections. And I think you watch some of the things that Paul Ryan and others have said in the budget deal. I think there's a realization at the highest levels of the Republican Party that we need to bring the party back more into the center.
Could that be because the Republicans are not winning races?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's funny how that happens.
That's amazing, isn't it?
All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in our network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Who's more qualified to talk about a new Fiat than someone who's actually bought one, like Tessa Marie?
I got the Gucci model, and I got a great deal from the guys at Fiat of Reno. I love that it gets almost 40 miles to the gallon, and with the front-wheel drive, it ain't afraid of the snow.
What's more, you'll get up to $5,000 off a new high-performance Fiat Abarth, or get 0% APR for 72 months on most models.
So take it from me, come in today and take a test drive and see what it's like to fall in love with a Fiat, only at Fiat of Reno.
Among the guests coming up next week, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.